Good morning. Another unseasonably cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone waking up in the teens and lower 20s. Some cloud cover has drifted in from the west and north, and that stopped temperatures from dropping even lower this morning. And with partly sunny skies, we'll begin our rebound back through the teens and 20s and above freezing, something we could not accomplish yesterday with that large and dominant area of high pressure overhead. Now, as that high is going to drift off the eastern seaboard, we'll see a return south-southwesterly wind flow help push our temperatures through the 30s and into the lower to mid-40s on average for daytime highs with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, not nearly as cold, with lows back into the lower to mid-30s. We'll continue our warming trend as that ridge parks itself off the East Coast, continuing to pump in that milder air from the south on Friday. And with a mix of sun and clouds once again, we'll have a southwest breeze pushing highs into the middle 50s. Temperatures will stay mild overnight as another cold front slides through from the north on Friday night and early Saturday morning. On the back side of this front, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with highs back down to around 50 on Saturday and pushing into the 40s again with sunshine to start the day on Sunday, though the next system will approach quickly, bringing increasing clouds by the end of the day and the chance of rain Sunday night. Still some showers on Monday as that system continues to push through with highs around 50 before we dry it out once again with a new area of high pressure keeping it sunny on Tuesday. Right now, it looks like another system could approach for the big travel day on Wednesday with a chance of showers and highs in the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Northwest will see the most active weather for the late week period as additional rounds of showers and mountain snow are on tap today. Mountain snow is also in the forecast across the northern Rockies, with the highest elevations from the Sierra Nevada and the Cascades to the Sawtooth and the Teton ranges picking up over a foot of new snow. In addition, strong winds will continue across the Great Basin and central Wyoming, where high wind warnings and wind advisories are in place. Blustery conditions are also present in the southern and central plains, which, combined with low humidity, is fostering a favorable fire weather environment. This has led to the issuance of red flag warnings and an elevated risk in these locations into central and western Nebraska. Meanwhile, much of the eastern half of the lower 48 can expect mostly dry weather, with the lone exceptions being the east coast of Florida and the Gulf Coast as well, where spotty showers are possible. The tranquil stretch of weather is due to an expansive area of high pressure from the Mississippi Valley to the East Coast. Southerly and southwesterly flow on the backside of the high pressure system is producing well above normal temperatures into the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley today, and eventually the East Coast by tomorrow, replacing the below normal readings from midweek. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 12 degrees with a west wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 21 degrees, the dew point 16, 81% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.54 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 28 degrees, the low 16. The average temperature, 22, that's 17 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.15 inches for the month and 30.82 inches for the year, which is 4.28 inches of precipitation below normal. A trace of snow yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 1 inch below normal to this point, and 1.2 inches for the season, which is now 1/10 of an inch of snow below normal to this point in the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees. The average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1921, and the record low, 12, in 1972.
Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:29 p.m. 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, even milder, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds around 50 on Saturday. Sunshine giving way to clouds with late-day rain on Sunday in the upper 40s. Showers on Monday morning, then partly sunny near 50. Sunny but cool on Tuesday, lower to mid-40s, and another chance of rain on Wednesday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.